Today's daf is Vavasu daf Kuf Lamed Ches. We left off in daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. In Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, about 10 lines from the bottom of the page. We are at Amar Rava. First word on the line is La'atzmo. We're at the third word on the line. Amar Rava. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman. Shor zeh nasan loch b'matana al menas shetachzi rehuli. Let's say I give a person a shor b'matana, but I make it a matana al menas lahachzir. So this is obviously relevant because we were just discussing a very similar idea when it comes to esrog. A person gives an esrog as a matana al menas lahachzir. In fact, Rashbam says the placement of this statement of Rava seems to be misplaced in our Gemara. Rashbam writes in Divrei Maskil Amar Rava, about 5-6 lines from the bottom of the page, Nir be'enai demekame ha'ovdu d'ra. Rav Bibi Garasla. This statement of Rava should be before the story with Rav Bibi that we just had, where the woman owned a tree in his property, etc. This halacha of Rava is much more similar to the previous passage in the Gemara where Rava said that if a person gives an esrog to somebody, almanas lahachzir almanas, that the person returns the esrog to him. So over here as well, a person is giving the shor not to be mekayim any mitzvah with it. You need the shor in order to do work with. You don't want to buy the shor. You don't want to become a shomer chinam, shomer sachar, shoal, or any of the above on the shor. So I give it to you as a matana. But it's a matana al menas lahachzir. The matana is only a matana if you're in fact machzir the shor back to me. Fine. So that's what happens. So he gives him a shor al menas lahachzir. Hikdisho, and then the one who receives the shor decides to be makdishit, vichziro, and then he's machzirit, hareza muktoshu muchzar. So it is hektish, because he was the rightful owner at the time, was a matana, he was the recipient of the matana, and muchzar, and he returned it. Meaning the point is, so Rashbam explains, hareza muktoshu muchzar, kalama hareza muktosh shehare muchzar. The hektish is only chal because he then returned it. By returning it, the tanai was fulfilled. Once the tanai is fulfilled, it was a matana al menas lahachzir. So once he did the chazara, so then it turned out that it was a good matana. Oh, if it was a good matana, then he certainly has the right to be makdishit. Now here's where the Rashbam adds a chiddush. V'nira be'enai. The imes betoch hazman. What if the shor dies during that time on its own? It doesn't. I don't do anything to it. But while it's in the hands of the recipient of the matana, the shor dies. So he's never able to be machzir the shor. So am I going to be chayiv now because the shor died? So says Rashbam, de pater milashalim. De lo have a shawel is chayiv ba'onsin, because you're not a shawel. A shawel is chayiv in onsin. You aren't a shawel. Va'aflo shomer is chayiv b'gnev v'aveda. He's not even a shomer to the extent that he's going to be chayiv in gnev v'aveda. El makabu matanahu, v'lon is chayiv, el b'pshia. He's a makabu matana, and therefore he has a din that he's chayiv in pshia, but he's not chayiv in anything else. He's not going to be chayiv to reimburse the guy who gave it to him. That's the chiddush of the Rashbam. Not everyone agrees with that. The Rashash points out the reason he's chayiv in pshia. Why should he even be chayiv in pshia? He's not a shomer at all. He's not a shomer chinam either. So the Rashash explains that he's chayiv in pshia because he is considered a shomer chinam. He has a din of a shomer chinam who's chayiv in pshia. The Shara Melech says that it's really totally in a machlokas rishonim, that we have a machlokas rishonim in Mesecha Sukkah that the Rosh quotes. The Rosh quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Yeshaya in Mesecha Sukkah that a makabel matana al menas lahachzir is not chayiv ba'onsin, he's only chayiv b'pshia. The Rosh himself says that a makabel matana al menas lahachzir is even chayiv in onsin. Now what's the svara? Why should he be chayiv in onsin? Doesn't the Rosh Bam have a good point? You're not a shoel, you're not a shomer, so why should he be chayiv in onsin? So the Rosh explains that the reason that you're chayiv is not because you're a shoel. No. You're chayiv because you're considered a shaleach yad b'pikadon. Meaning once you're not mekayim the tanai by returning it, so then it's considered a pikadon of some sort. Granted, we can't fit you into any of the categories of a recipient of a pikadon, of a shoal, shomer chidim, shomer sachar, socher. You don't fit in any of those categories, but still it's a pikadon now at this point because it was never a matana because you never were machzir it. So you consider a shaleach yad b'pikadon. Shaleach yad b'pikadon is considered a gazlan. And a gazlan is chayiv ba'onsin. So that's how the Rosh holds. So apparently, even though you're a gazlan b'shogeg, you didn't intend to be a gazlan, the Rosh says, nevertheless, you're going to be chayiv for onsen. Now that itself is a major machlokas achronim, whether a gazlan b'shogeg would have a din of a gazlan to be chayv and all those things or not. But okay, but that's how the Rosh assumes. The Ravid just asks a very basic question. The Ravid says, actually, we'll give it another couple of lines. So says Gemara Vayter. So Amar le Rava le Rav Nachman Maya Hadre. So Rava says to Rav Nachman, how can you say that that's called the good chazara? That when I go and I make it hegdish and then I machzir it, that it's a valid chazara. What did I give back to you? I give back to you something that you can't even use. It's not even yours anymore. So Amar le Umay Chasre. So many take away that line from the Gemara, from the gears of the Gemara, because it doesn't seem to make much sense. Meaning, it seems if we were to have that line, it would be Rav Nachman shoots back to Rava. What do you mean? What did he make him lose? What do you mean, what did he make him lose? He made him lose the whole thing. He was makdish it. So it seems that line doesn't belong in the Gemara. So Ella Amar Ravashi. So Ravashi says rather as follows: Chazinan I Amar Le Almanas Shetachzirehu Ha'ahadre. If I give you the matana and I say it's almanas that you return it, so then you returned it. Yes, you may have returned it as a hektish animal, but it's still the same animal, and you returned it. I Amar Le Almanas Shetachzirehu Li Midi D'Chazilei Ka'amarlei. But if I add in one word, I don't just say almanas shetachzirehu, almanas that you return it. I say almanas that you return it to me. So the implication is, when I say almanas that you return it to me, is that I have to have some use of it when you return it. And therefore, if it's hegdish by the time you return it to me, then that's not called the kiyum of the tanai. It's not called that you returned it, right? So then it's not you never fulfilled the tanai. It's not muhsar, and mela it's not muktash either, because if it weren't muhsar, it's not muktash. You were never the owner to be able to be maktash it. This sounds very, very similar to a sugya Maseches Bava Kama that in Daf Sadi Vav and Beis, where the Gemara talks about gozel chametz vavral of a Pesach. Right, if I steal somebody's chametz and then Pesach comes, and we know the halacha is chametz shavar lav Pesach is aser, so now it's become aser, right? So the halacha over there by gozel chametz shavar lav Pesach. So the Gemara says, Omer lo hareishel chalafanecha. I can say here, this is the chametz I took from you. It's yours now, even though it's aser bahana'a and it's unusable. Nevertheless, it's considered to be a hashava. So fract the Ravid. Why don't we say the same thing over here? That this is considered a valid hashava. Why al manasha taksirei li? It's not considered a good chazara. Or actually, even going back on Rava's original statement that it's muktosh umuchsar, but even on Ravashi that al manasha taksirei li, that it's valid. That it's almanach shetachzirei, it's a valid hashava, but almanach shetachzirei li, it's not a valid hashava. Why isn't it a valid hashava? It should be no worse than gozel chametz vavra lava pesach, where it is considered a valid chazara, where it is considered something to be returned. So the Ravid himself is matarets that by gezela it's a different din. When you steal, pasuk says veheshivas gezela ashar gazal. So it sounds like you have to return similar to the item that you stole. So since the item is the same item physically, so you've returned the item that you stole. But by a nosein who makes a tanai that you have to give it back to me, so then it's all tali b'das hanosein. It's not tali in lashon of the Torah or anything. It's tali in what he had in mind. So clearly, when I give you matana al manas lahachzir, specifically al manas lahachzir li, so clearly what I have in mind is that I want to be able to use it when you give it back to me. So pashtus is that would be the simplest teretz. That when it comes to gzela, you don't have to read anyone's mind. When it comes to gzela, it just depends on what the Torah says. And the Torah says, just to be mesh of the gzela asher gazal, and I did, even if it's asubana now, but it's still the gzela asher gazal, so that's why you can say areshel chalafanecha. But when it comes to matana manasa achzir, you have to read the guy's mind, and you have to figure out, you have to have an umdana of what the guy had in mind, what the guy meant when he gave it as matana manasa achzir, and pashtus is, it was matana manasa achzir that he be able to have use of it. Right, that's the pasha pshat. I was thinking why the Rishonim don't say a simpler pshat, that when it comes to chametz shavar lav pesach, I didn't give it to anybody else. It's just the item itself was something that naturally was going to happen to this item no matter what. So I didn't even do anything. It just waited. Pesach came, and so this is exactly your item, and it's exactly what would have happened to your item had you kept it. So I didn't do anything. Whereas when it comes to our case, where I went out of my way and I was makdish it, so I gave it to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I transferred its rishus to somebody else. So you can't compare the. I would have thought that would be the simplest answer. That you can't compare the two. That of course I could say Harish al Chalof Nech Bechametz, because yes, if you would have had it, the same thing would have happened had you not done anything. Had you just remained in still and not done anything. Whereas over here, I went out of my way and I actually transferred its possession to somebody else. I was actually makdish it to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Nesivos and the Avnei Miluim point out that according to the Rush, that Matan al Menas HaHachzir, what's the Vard Matan al Menas HaHachzir, is that when you give me the Matana, it's al Menas that I have to be makne it to you again later on. That you have to be kone it. The Chazar is not just physically being machzir, but that it has to actually be a valid form of kinyan when you're chozer. That's how the Rush holds. So the Nesivos and the Avnei Miluim point out that it's very difficult for Mar Gemara, because according to Nachman, how could the makabel be chozer and be makna the shor? He was already makdish it. So if it's already hekdish, it's already einish shelo. So if it's einish shelo, he can't go and be makna it back to the original nosin and matana. So how does this work? He's unable to be makna it because it's already hekdish. So the Nesivos says that you have to say that we're talking about a case where he was makdish the shor as a carbon shlamim, not a shalmei tzibur, regular carbon shlamim, which is kachim kalim. And we pass like Rabbi Yossi Aglili that kachim kalim is mamun bailim. So you have to say something like that. You have to say that he's still the owner of it, and because he still owns it, because we consider kachim kalim to be mamun bailim, so therefore he's able to be makdish back to the original owner. But if he was makdish at the Betek Abayis, or he made it in an asham or a chatas, or any sort of kachim kachim, where he's not able to be makdish back, so then in a chinami, he's not able to be makayim the tanai, and the matana would be batal. And he says that's why the Gemara Dafka picks the case of Hikdisha v'chziro. It doesn't say Umachro v'chziro. It doesn't say he sells it to somebody else and then returns it. No, it's Dafka Hikdisha, because if he sells it to somebody else, then it's Mamish, not his. But Hikdisha could be that if it's Kachim Kalim, it's Mamun Bailim, so it still is his when he sells it to somebody else. That's why Dafka, the Gemara, chose such a case of Hikdisha rather than Machro. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Hakosiv Nechasov La'Acher. Someone writes over his Nechasim to somebody else. Vamar Hala E'ef Shibahen, and the other guy says, I don't want them. He tries to turn down the Matana. So the Halacha is Kana. He's still Kana. Vafilu Omid V'tzavach. Even if he's standing there screaming, I'm not interested, I don't want to be Kona. He's Kona Baal Karcho. Unbelievable. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lo Kona. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the guy's standing there screaming that he doesn't want it. So there's no way that he's going to be Kona against his will. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal V'lo Pligi. So Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal suggests that in fact there's no machlokas going on over here. Kan B'tzavach Me'ekara. Kan B'shosek Me'ekara L'Besov Tzavach. If he was screaming from the beginning, I don't want it, I don't want it, so then you can't be makne it to him against his will. He's not interested, he's not kone it. But if he was shosek originally, and so shtika koda, when you first gave it to him, so then he was already kone it. So when you own something, screaming, I don't want it, is not a valid form of losing ownership of the item, right? So so then you certainly would be kone it. If you look at Rashbam on the top line, Hilkach kan v'tzavach me'ekar mitchilik shemasa lo ze es hashtar hischil tzavach. He started to scream as soon as he gave him the shtar. Hilkach lo kana shein mizakim lo v'adim bal karcho dechov hu lo dechsiv soni matan azichya. Rashbam says, why is it that you're not kone when he screams out from the beginning? Because you can't be mizaka something to somebody against his will, because it's a chov for him. Meaning, I would have just said, because a kinyan requires das, and he clearly shows that he doesn't have das. But the Rashbam says different. He says, no. Normally, maybe you can be mezaka something to somebody against his will, just like zachon ladam shalo befanav. But we can only be zachon ladam shalo befanav when it's a zuchus for him. But since it's a matana over here, it's not something that you're just picking up from Hefker. And we know, sone matana sichya, that it's generally not hashkafically a good thing to be the recipient of matanos. So it's considered a chov for the person to be able to receive, to have to receive the matana. And therefore, that's why you can't be makna bal karcho. Which makes it sound like if you saw something that was hefker, if I were to be medayik from this Rashba, it makes it sound like if you saw something that was hefker, and you tell me, yeah, I'm being koned this for you, and I scream, no, 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 that still you can be koned for me bal karchi, because there's no sonim matanasichya, there's no reason why I shouldn't want it, and therefore, objectively, it's not a chov for me, right? That's it's a phenomenal chiddush that Rashbam is saying, that it's all a din in sonim matanasichya. I don't know why he doesn't say the more pashup shat, that you need the das of the kona. You need some level of das in order to make a kinyan. And over here, you're expressly saying that you're not having that das. I don't know. So then the Rashbam says, therefore, what's the status of this item? Someone tries to give it to me as a matana. I scream that I don't want it, so I'm not koned, because I scream from the beginning, it's chovulo, because it's soni matana zichya, I don't want it. So who does it belong to then if I don't want it? So says the Rashbam, v'anosin atzmo, lo yachzar bo, shari silik atzmo mehem. The nosin himself doesn't get it back because he was misalik himself. Ela hefker heim. The item actually becomes hefker. V'kal ha-machzik ben zacha ben. And anyone who wants it can come take it now. Also a phenomenal chiddush, that the guy wants to be nosin matana to me. I don't want it. So we assume the next step is, okay, let it be hefker. Not that it reverts back to the person who's trying to be nosin. What's the raya for this great chiddush? K'damrin b'krisus b'tchilus perakam evi yashem taloi. The Gemara says in Maseches Krisus, Amar Eish Lakish hanosin matana l'chaveiro. If a person gives a matana to his friend, va'amar hala efshi, and the other guy says efshi ba, I don't want it. Kala machzik ba zachaba, that anyone who wants to go and take it acquires it. Vaskinan hasam Eish Lakish, and we paskin over there in the end of the Gemara, like Eish Lakish, that if you try to give a matana to somebody, the guy's not interested in your matana, mele becomes hefker, anyone's allowed to go and be kone. That's what we assume, that's what the Rashbam assumes, our Gemara agrees with as well, that if you tzavach meikara, mele becomes hefker, it doesn't become yours, it becomes hefker. We'll see, Tosfos really strongly disagrees with that. But we have to see a little bit further in the Gemara in order to be able to appreciate what Tosfos is talking about. Amar of Nachum bar Yitzchak. So again, if he's shosik meikarul b'sof tzavach, so then we assume he was maskim to be mekabel matana. Then we assume that the matana was a valid matana. Amar of Nachum bar Yitzchak zikalo al yedei acher v'shasak. Let's say you're mezakeh to him through a third party, and he was quiet. And then by the time it got to his hands, he said, no, I don't want this. So three people are standing there, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven is dying and he decides that he wants to give a matana to Levi. So he says, Shimon, here, can you make a kinyan on this shtar on behalf of Levi? Levi's standing there the whole time, doesn't say a word. And then Shimon makes the kinyan, and then he goes and he gives it to Levi. And Levi says, I don't want it, I'm not interested in this. So banan l'machlokas from Shimon Gamliel v'Rabbanan. That's machlokas from Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan. Meaning, in the case of Shosek Meikara Ulbisov Tzavach, we said Yervadei Konit, but that's when it was given to you and you were Shosek Meikara. In the case where you Tzavach Meikara, Yervadei not Konit, what about Shosek before it was given to you, but while it was given on behalf of you, or to someone on behalf of you, but Tzavach as soon as it was actually given to you personally? So we have that's Machlokas. Titania, we have a Braisa. Hakosiv Nechas of the Acher. Someone writes his nechasim to somebody else, and amongst the nechasim are avadim. Now, why is that important that there are avadim amongst the nechasim? Because the Gemara makes the assumption that if there weren't avadim amongst the nechasim, there's no reason why you wouldn't want them. Why would you turn down a field or good things that you can use that don't cost anything? Avadim cost money because you have to support avadim, you have to give them food. So since there's a responsibility inherent in avadim ownership, in eved ownership, so we assume that it's possible at least that a person is not going to be interested in the avadim. The Rashbam raises the point, what about the idea And there's a shita that holds Yachal Rav Lomar LeEved Asei Mi Veini Zancha. What about the shita that holds that a master can tell the Eved, I'll tell you what, you work for me and I won't give you food. Right? That, so there is such a shita that the master is entitled to do that. He's entitled to say you have to work for me and you'll scrounge for your own food. I'm not going to support you at all. But even according to that shita, everyone knows that that's not normal and that that's not what's expected. So I don't want to be the guy who's going to be the one master that's going to take advantage of that halacha and be such a mean owner to my Eved, to not support him. So it's lo nicha le'lasos kein. So you can understand that even if halachically I'm entitled to say such a thing, I may not want avadim because I may not want the implied responsibility, even though it's not a halachic responsibility. So anyway, so someone wants to write over his nechasim, and amongst the nechasim are avadim, va'amar hala iyef shibahen. And he says, I don't want them. Imhaya Rabban Sheni Kohen. So if the second master, if the Makabal Matana happens to be a Kohen, Hare Elu Ochlim Truma. The Avadim could eat Truma. Meaning, they're considered to be Nikna to him. That they're able to eat the Truma. The Avadim of a Kohen are allowed to eat the Truma. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Kivin Shamar Halah, Yef Shiban. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, wait a second. As soon as he says, I don't want them, so then the Yarshim get them. Meaning, if he says, I don't want them, so he's not going to receive them. Who's Yarshim? What Yarshim are going to receive them? The Yarshim of the Nosid Matana. Meaning, here's a guy who's on his deathbed, he's trying to give them away. I don't want them, so I'm not receiving them. And therefore, they go back to that guy, and when that guy dies, all of these Vadim go to his children. It's his Yarshim that receive them. Says Rashbam, wait a second, his Yarshim received them. Didn't I just say, Rashbam says, a little bit earlier, a few lines ago, that if you want to give a matana to somebody, the guy's not interested in the matana. He says the Efshin, he's not konit. Where does it go? So I said the Nosin was Masalik himself, the Makabal doesn't receive it, and therefore it's Hefker. And we even had a Gemara in Krisos that Reish Lakish held that way. So Rashbam says, yes, in a chinami, there is a Gemara like that in Krisos, and that is what we said earlier. But says Rashbam on Dibur Maskli Yarshin, Kalomar Rishon or Yarshin Shalo, either the first guy or his Yarshim, if he dies, receive it. Ul-Rabin Shimon lo sviru lehi de Reish Lakish, Tamar b'Krisos perek ha-mevi. Rabin Shimon ben Gamliel over here disagrees with Reish Lakish from Maseches Krisos. Hanosi matan lechaver, v'amar Allah, e'ef shibah, that Rabbi Shimon holds no, that if I'm giving you a matana, it's al das that the lo bay mekabel matana, that if you don't want it, tiyadalei, then you should be chazer, then the whole matana should be nechzar, and I should go back, and I should the nosin matana should be the rightful owner. And that's explicit in the Gemara. Krisos, he says that Reish Lakish is against Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds that it would not be in limbo, would not go to being hefker if the Makabal isn't interested in receiving it. Adrabah, the whole matana is off, and the nosin matana is the one who gets it back. So how do we paskin? So it turns out that it's machlokes Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and Reish Lakish. So miu hilchsak Reish Lakish. He says it happens to be we paskin like Reish Lakish against this Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Ubahach pluktanami hilchsak Rabbanan. And anyway, in the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan about whether it's a valid matana in the first place, meaning the machlokas Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Reish Lakish is assuming it's not a valid matana. In whatever case where it's not a valid matana, what happens to the item? So Reish Lakish says it becomes hefker, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it goes back to the nosein. But we have a machlokas Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan whether it in fact is not a valid matana to begin with. Whether it's a valid or invalid matana to begin with, right? So in terms of that, he says hilchsak rabbanan. Now he says the yesod, unbelievable. He says that which we always say that the halacha zak Rabbi Shimon Gamliel of the Mishnah seinu, haynu mishnah, aval brisa lo. He says we dafka say be Mishnah seinu. In a mishnah we follow Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, not in a brisa. El halacha rabbanan, the Mishnah seinu masnisin mashma. Mishnah seinu always means a mishnah. Aval, Heichad Amrinan, Mishnah, when we say Mishnah Seinu, we mean only Mishnayos. But whenever a klal in halacha uses not the word Mishnah Seinu, but uses the word Mishnah, Hainu Nami Brisa. Mishnah, counterintuitively, means not only a Mishnah, means a Braisa also. Mishnah say nu means a Mishnah only. Where do we ever have the word Mishnah in a klal in halacha? Kedamrin b'yamal, the Gemara always says, Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, kavinaki. That Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's Mishnah is kavinaki. What does that mean, that it's kavinaki? It means that every time Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov speaks in Shas, first of all, it's kav, it's a very small measure of times that he speaks. He speaks very infrequently, very rarely, but whenever he does speak, naki, it's absolutely pristine, it's absolutely perfect. We always pass him like him when he does speak. We spoke about this in a drasha recently, that sometimes you need to specialize in a certain area in order to make sure that you're absolutely perfect. People have specialties in a certain area. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov focused on certain areas, but those areas that he focused on, they were very limited, but he was always correct in those areas. So that means Kaimelinkov say ben Mishra ben Vibraisa. That's not only a Mishnah, that's for a Braisa also. Right? So that's when we have the word Mishnah. But anyway, back in our Gemara, we have this machlokas, the Rabbanan Rav Shimon Gamliel. And it sounds like the machlokas is that a guy wants to give his nechasim, including avadim, to another guy. Reuven wants to give it to Shimon, and Reuven is dying, and Shimon says, I don't want it. So it sounds like the Rabbanan hold, too bad, you don't want it, it's yours anyway. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, if you don't want it, it's not yours. Let it revert back, let it go back to the nosay. So we ask on that, what's the Tanakama's opinion? That Reuven wants to give something to Shimon, and he says, here, I'm giving you my nechasim with the avadim. And Shimon screams from the very beginning, no, I don't want it, I'm not taking it. He's quoted Bal Karacho. Why? That doesn't make any sense. So Amar Rav Avitei Rabbi Yochanan, so Rav says, or some say Rabbi Yochanan says, we have to go and retranslate this whole machlokas, Tanakam Rav Shimon Gamliel. It's not Stam talking about a case where Reuven wants to give something to Shimon, and Shimon's screaming the whole time he doesn't want it. That there would be no machlokas. But Tzavach Meikaro, if he was screaming from the beginning that he doesn't want it, to Kuli Amalo Pligi Delo Kani, everyone would say that it's not a Kinyan, that he's not Kone it. Shasa Kulu Besov Tzavach Kuli Amalo Pligi Delo Kani. If he was quiet at first, and then after he receives it, he decides to scream and say he doesn't want it, well, too late. You already koneh it when you were quiet at first. Everyone would agree that he's already koneh it at that point. Ki pligi, you know where there's a machlokas? Shaziki lo al yidei acher, v'shasak, u'besof tzavach. It's where there was a third party. Reuven's not giving it to Shimon. Reuven's giving it to Levi. But how does he give it to Levi? By having Shimon be koneh it on behalf of Levi. Levi's standing right there. He sees Shimon being koneh it on his behalf. He says nothing. And then, finally, when Shimon gives it to him, that's when Levi starts to scream. So, the Tanakama savar midashasa kaninu. The Tanakama says, well, from the fact that Levi stood there and saw Shimon receive it on his behalf and didn't say anything, so he was koneh it. And when he screams later, he's trying to go back on it, but guess what? It's too late to go back on it. You already koneh it. Rav Shimon Gamliel savar, hochiach sofal tchilasa. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no. His behavior at the end reveals to us what he really intended from the very beginning. Meaning, if since at the end he's screaming that he doesn't want it, we assume he never wanted it. Why didn't he scream at the beginning then? Why didn't he scream at first when Reuven was giving it to Shimon? Where was Levi screaming then? He figured, it's not, no one's giving it to me, so until it gets to my hands, what do I have to scream about? It only pays to scream once it gets to my hands. So basically, the big period right there, what do we have? We have a machlokas, Tanakama, and Rav Shimon Gamliel in a case where you try to give it to somebody else, al yidei a third party, and he's not soveach until he actually receives it, not when the third party receives it. So that's the machlokas Tanakam and the Rabbanan. But according to the Rashbam, we also have a further machlokas between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Reish Lakish in Maseches Krisus. In a case where I'm not going to receive the matana, let's pick a case that kuli amalo pligi, that I don't receive it, where I'm tzavach meikara, I scream from the beginning that I'm not interested. So in a case where I'm not going to receive the matana, Reish Lakish would say it becomes hefker, and the Rashbam thought that that was pshat in Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal also in our Gemara, that kan b'tzavach meikara, when you scream from the beginning, it means that you're not koneh it, and therefore it becomes hefker. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says no. In a case where you're not going to receive the matana, it goes back to the no-same. Tosos is bothered by the Rashbam's approach for several reasons. We'll see a couple of the kashas. It's a long Tosos, we're not going to read the whole thing, but let's say about halfway down the skinny lines. First one line, Vakasha. Vakasha l'ri al perusho. Dehechi parachasam l'Reish Lakish midinu dvarim einli al sadazu delo amar klum. How could we ask on Reish Lakish from the case where a guy says dinu dvarim einli al sadazu, where we assume that such a statement is totally invalid? Lishni, why don't we just answer demilsi de Reish Lakish b'kodem shabal liyado l'kacha vehefker b'silek atzmo, that the story that Reish Lakish holds, you don't acquire it only if you've been screaming since before it ever came to your hands. That's why it becomes hefker. Aval gabi dinu dvarim shanachasim shalo ein yachol estalek b'haylishna, but dinu dvarim on the property that already belongs to you, that's not against Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish wasn't talking about property that already belongs to you. Reish Lakish was talking about being misalik yourself from property that does not yet belong to you. Vod kasha, deichi parachasim l'Reish Lakish midrabanan dahacha, damrei harei elu ochlim betruma. How could we ask on Reish Lakish over there from the Rabbanan that we just quoted, our Rabbanan, who say that the avadim could eat truma, of if the second guy is a Kohen, Hokmin and Hacham El Said Rabban Bishasakul Bisov Tzavach, Umusid Reish Lakish Bisavach Meikara. And because to the contrary, our Gemara we just said is talking about where you were Shosek at first. That's when the Rabbanan said that the second guy becomes the rightful owner, because he was Shosek at first. Reish Lakish is talking about you were Tzavach Meikara. Vader, Mishum Gumliel Havlil Mifrach. If anything, we should have asked from Mishum Gumliel. Why are we asking on Reish Lakish? Why do we challenge Reish Lakish and Krislus from the Rabbanan? Va'od Kasha, Da'ad Kan Lo Plig Rabbanan Mishum Gumliel Hacha, El Da'ai Mashalik Shasgul B'Sov Tzavach, Va'ai Mashalik Tzavach Meikara. What's the real machlokas Rabbanan Mishum Gumliel over here? It's where you give it through a third party, and you're only Tzavach when you actually get it yourself. So the machlokas is, do we consider that to be a case of shasak l'besov tzavach, or do we consider it to be a case of tzavach meikara? Avul it tzavach meikara, but let's say you had a case where it was definitely tzavach meikara, would there be any machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rav Shimon Gamliel? No, that's what we said, that's one of the cases where they agree. If you're tzavach meikara the whole time, right? Someone tries to give you a gift, and you say at the very outset, I don't want it, and you scream you don't want it, l'kulei alma, everyone would agree that you don't want it, that it's not yours. Kfar zoch yorshin, and the yorshim of the first guy get it. V'lavi hefker, it doesn't become hefker. V'Reish Lakish kamer davi hefker. Reish Lakish is against everything. So again, Tosfos asks that as kasher. Rashbam says that's exactly right. Reish Lakish is against both of these opinions. But you know, we prefer not to say that Reish Lakish is against both Shitos and Tanaim. Plus, we ask from these Shitos on Reish Lakish. So Tosfos is bothered by how could it be that Reish Lakish is against everything. Okay, Tosfos goes on to ask on the Rashbam, and he has a totally different pshat. Okay, we'll leave that for a different time. Says the Gemara Vayter. We are Tana Rabbanan. First was on the line of Tana Rabbanan, about 15 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Shchiv me'ar shamar tnu masayim zuz l'ploni, yishalosh me'as l'ploni, v'arba me'as l'ploni. You have a guy on his deathbed. He says, I want you to give 200 zuz to Reuven, 300 zuz to Shimon, 400 zuz to Levi. Ein omer kol kodem shtar zocha. We don't assume that whoever he said first in that shtar, right, whoever he said first is going to be kona first. L'fichach yatzalav shtar chov gov mikulam. We assume that they're all considered to have acquired that money at the same time, and therefore if a shtar chov comes out on that shchivmera, on the guy after he dies that he owed money, so that the malva can go and collect from all of them together. He can collect evenly from all of them. He doesn't go, normally the halacha is, right, if I own a whole bunch of properties and I sell one and then the other and then the other, so the baal chov has to first collect from the last one that I sold, the last one that I got rid of. Over here, you don't have any such halacha. He doesn't have to go to the last one that I got rid of. He can collect from all of them evenly. Rashbam explains, why is that? Gov mikulan, shei l'kulam niskavin litin biyachad. I really wanted to give it to all of them at the same exact time. Ella, I'm human, right? The only thing is, Ella she'ein adam yachol lahotzi shnei dvarim ke'echad. I'm physically incapable of saying two separate statements at the same time. So I have to say this one 200, this one 300, this one 400. I really want to say all at the same time, but you can't. Your words only come out one at a time. Ugon shlo shasak bein a time. And Rashbam adds, that's provided you didn't have any pause between them. If I said to this guy 200, and then I paused for 10 seconds, And then I said, yeah, and to that guy 300. So then it's clear that I'm putting it in a specific order, that I want this guy first, and that guy second, that guy third. It has to be that way. So, but if you say it quickly, one right after the other, so it could very well be that I'm trying to say it all at the same time, but a human being is incapable of saying it all at the same time, but we view it as if I'm being machna to all of them at the same time. And therefore, says Rashbam Chiddush LaHalacha, Hilchos Gavu Mikulan Min HaMa'at Yamidu Min HaRav Yarbeh, and therefore you collect from all of them, and you collect percentage-wise based on the amount they received. That's the percentage of chov that you collect from each of them. Kigon, for example, in Babal Chov Litrov Tesha Dinarin, the Bal Chov, let's say, is owed 9 dinars. So government of Messiah based dinar, min ha-sholosh, mei ha-sholosh dinar, min ha-dal, mei ha-sarba dinar. So you collect for each 100 dinars that were given to each party, you collect one. So if one guy got 200 dinars, I get 2 dinars from him. Another guy got 300, I get 3 from him. Another guy got 400, I get 4 from him. Why does it Dafka pick the order that I give 200, then 300, then 400? So says the Rashbam, it's adding an extra chiddush. V'hadanakat hay sidra rabusu denakat umishem seifa dehechadamar achrav v'achrav diachron achron nifsad. If I'm shosik benatayim, or I say very clearly, I want first Reuven to get 200, and then after that Shimon to get 300, and I make a clear seder, so then you go and you collect from the last guy first. But what did I do over here? I gave 200 to the first guy, 400 to the last guy. You might say, no, don't collect from the last guy first. He obviously loves that last guy. He gave him so much money. No, that's the chiddush. That once I say the achrav, so it shows that I want the last guy to be the last kona. Maybe I'm giving him extra money because I know there's a good chance he's going to lose a lot of it from my balei chov. Whatever the reason is, we don't have to read my mind as to why I gave him so much money, but that he's considered the last kona, and he's the one that you collect from. Lefichach, yatzlav shachov gov miklum. Aval, back in the Gemara, Amar Tnuma Sayim Zuz Laploni, Va'achrov Laploni, Vi'achrov Laploni, Omer Kalakodim B'Shtar Zocha. Then we assume whoever comes first with the Shtar is able to be to hold on to it the longest. Lefichach Yatzalav Shtar Chov Govamina Achron. If there's a Shtar Chov against any one of these people, so the Shtar Chov only collects from the last guy. Ain Lo, and only if the last guy doesn't have sufficient funds to cover the entire Shtar Chov, then the remainder of the Shtar Chov, like let's say he was owed $500. So 500, so he goes to the last guy, the last guy's got 400. He wipes him out of all 400, and then he gets the next 100 from the middle guy, the one who received 300. That's the way it works. Aimlo, let's say he was owed $800. So he gets 400 from the last guy, 300 from the second guy, now he goes to the first guy, and he gets 100 from him. Ain't no government shall have fun. Fine, that's the way it works. Tanur Rabbanan, new brisa. Shchiv Rashamar Tznuma Sayim Zuz Laploni Bini Bechor Karoilo. Let's say a guy says, I want you to give these 200 zuz. A guy in his deathbed says, I want these 200 zuz to go to my Bechor child, as is ra'ui for him. So what does that mean? Does that mean this should be his chelek Bechora? Or does that mean, in addition to his chelek b'chora, I want him to have these 200 zuz? So says the Gemara, notlan v'notlos b'chora. So he gets the 200 zuz, plus he gets his chelek b'chora. It's not meant to substitute for his chelek b'chora. But, im amar b'v'chora so, yada al aliona. If I say that he should get these 200 zuz for his b'chora, then it's the yad of ha-b'chora al aliona. He only gets one, either the b'chora or this 200 zuz, but he gets to choose which one. Whichever one is more, he gets to choose. Ratzanotlan, ratzanotl b'chora. So if he wants, he could take the 200 zuz. If he wants, he could take the b'chora. I mean, if the b'chora is more than 200 zuz, then he could take the b'chora. Aye, but isn't it obvious if he says b'chora that he's trying to say, I don't want to give him his b'chora? So the Rashbam points out, you have to remember Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka that we discussed for many dapim earlier, where Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says, you're allowed to give to Ben Bein Habanim. You're allowed to favor one child amongst the others and give him more money than the others. As long as he too is a Yoresh, you can redistribute the Yerusha. Rabbi Yochanan Broka says that only applies to the Chelek Pashat. The Chelek Bechora, you're not allowed to do that to. Right? The Pishnayim that the Bechora is supposed to receive, you're not allowed to redistribute to other children. So then you understand very well what's going on over here. Yes, I might have said I want this kid to receive 200 zuz, Bivchoraso. I might have said that, and I might have meant that, but I'm not entitled to say that, because I'm not allowed to mess around with that, with the Pishnayim of the Bechora. So therefore, that Bechora is going to be able to choose to receive his Pishnayim if he wants, instead of the 200 zuz that I'm promising him right now. Next case. So Shchiv Rashamar Tznuma Sayim Zuz Plonis Ishti Karoila. Let's say a man says he wants 200 zuz to go to Plonis, his wife, Karoila, as she deserves it. No Taltan V'Natala says Ksubasa. So she gets the 200 zuz plus she gets her Ksuba. This is not assumed to be in place of her Ksuba. Im Amar Biksubasa. If he says that she should receive it as her ksuba, in place of her ksuba, then yadal elyona, then she has the upper hand. Ratzon otaltan, ratzon natals ksubasa, then she has the choice. She could take the 200 zuz, or she could take the ksuba, whatever works for her. Third case, Shchivmara says, I want you to give 200 zuz to this guy who I owe money to. As he deserves it, notal venotal schov gets not only 200 zuz, he also gets his chov. It's assumed that he's giving this as matan, in addition to the chov, but via mamar bichovo, notlan bichovo. If I say he should get these 200 zuz as his chov, then he gets it as his chov. Mishum da amar karaylo, notlan venotal schovo. Frek the Gemara, wait a second. By the first two cases, maybe we get it, but by this last case, when I owe somebody money and I say, okay, give him the $200 he deserves, so that means I'm giving him a separate matana besides for the chov. Vidilma karaylo bichovo kamar. Maybe karaylo means what he deserves, meaning what he deserves, meaning the chov that I owe him. Maybe that's all that I mean when I say karaylo. Some Rav Nachman Amar Lihuna. It's not clear if that kasha is only on the third case or on all three cases, because all three cases you owe somebody money. It's certainly the way it's phrased, it's only going on the last case, but it could be that it's going on all three. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Lihuna Hamani Rabbi Akiva Hi Didayik Lishnei Yisera. We're assuming like Rabbi Akiva, who's medayik from every extra lashon that you use. So Ditnan, where do we have such an idea that Rabbi Akiva is medayik every extra lashon that you use, and that's why we're medayik that if he says kara'ilo, that it means not as his chov, but something additional to his chov, because he's using that extra lashon. Tetnan, because we have a Mishnah, v'los abar v'los hadus, afal pishakasilo umkavaroma, v'tzarech likach l'derech divrei Rabbi Akiva, that even if you write in the shtar that I'm selling you a land, umkavaroma, with its depths and its heights, still the bar and dus are not included in the sale. But if I want to be able to go visit my bar and dus that I didn't sell to you, I have to buy the right of passage in that field, according to Rabbi Akiva. The Chum remains tzarich likach l'derech, and the Chum say, no, you don't have to buy the right of passage into the field. Umoder Rabbi Akiva bizman sha'amar lo chutz me'elu she'ein tzarich likach l'derech. And Rabbi Akiva would agree that if I throw into the shtar the words chutz me'elu, now if I didn't say chutz me'elu, the bar and dus are not included anyway. Why would I say chutz me'elu, that they're excluded? Anyway, they're excluded. They're excluded automatically. So Rabbi Akiva's moda that when I say chutz me'elu, then I don't have to go buy a path. Alma, kiven de lo tzarech v'ka'amar, l'tfuyim el sakasi. The point is, since I didn't need to say the words chutz me'elu, and I did say the words chutz me'elu, must be that I was adding something. I didn't just say the words for no reason. Any time there are extra words stated, Rabbi Akiva darshins something from those words. So Achinami over here as well, kiven de lo tzarech v'ka'amar, l'tfuyim el sakasi. Since it wasn't necessary, and he said it anyway, right? He didn't have to say Karo'ilo, but he said it anyway, so from the fact that he said it, it must be that he's coming to give him something additional. Besides for the chov, besides for the money that I owe him, I wanted to get these 200 zuz. That's what Karo'ilo is coming to do in our Gemara. Now, the Rashbam points out that it's lav dafka only according to Rabbi Akiva. The Rabban would also agree that we're medaktik in every extra lashon. It's just the reason we say Hamani Rabbi Akiva, Rashbam says lav dafka do adin la rabbanan el mishum da ashkechan Rabbi Akiva behed yod darsh lishon yisei ramukala Rabbi Akiva. It's just that Rabbi Akiva in that case specifically darshins a lishon yisei. The rabbanan don't have to darshin a lishon yisei because the rabbanan hold even without the lishon yisei you don't need to go by a derech. So you can't be medaktik one way or the other in the rabbanan. You can only be medaktik within Rabbi Akiva because Rabbi Akiva is explicit. That's why he chooses dafka Rabbi Akiva. Tan Rabban, Shchiv Mirah Shamar Mani Yesh Li Yetzel Ploni. Shchiv Mirah says, so-and-so owes me $100. Ha'edim kol sfinafel pishein makirin. The Edim could write down the testimony that the Shechiv Merah said so, even though they don't know for sure that the guy actually owes him $100. L'fichach shugov etzarech lavi raya divra meir. Therefore, when you want to collect the $100, you got to actually bring a raya that he owes the $100. The written testimony of the Edim that the Shechiv Merah said so is not going to be enough, because these Edim were allowed to write it down, even though they didn't know that it was true. V'chamom ein kol sfinafel kein makirin. The Chum say no, they can only write it down if they know for sure that the money is owed. L'fichach shugova in tzarech lavi raya. Therefore, when they collect it, you're not going to have to bring a raya, because Edim writing it down is the equivalent of Edim testifying to the fact that it's true according to the Chamim. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Lihuna, Tana Rav Meir Omer, Ein Kosvin, Chum Omer Kosvin. Now you should say that Rav Meir is the one that says Ein Kosvin, not the Chachamim, and the Chamim say Kosvin. So reverse the Shitos. Vafra Meir Lo Amar, El Mishum Bezin Toin. And even Rabbi Meir, when he says Ein Kosvin, that they can't write it down unless they know for sure that it's true, only says so because of that he's concerned of a Bezin Toin. Because it really the halacha meikra din is, if I hear a Shechiv Merah say that someone owes him $100, I'm allowed to write it down. But I'm afraid that Beis Din is going to think that that's testimony that it's actually true. So since a Beis Din might make a mistake, the Rav Meir goes out of his way and says, you know what, change the din, don't write it down. Amar Rav Dimi Minarda, Hilchsa in Choshen LeBeis Din Toin. The halacha is Renach Choshesh for a Beis Din Toin. Frek the Gemara, Mai Shami Derava, Adam Rava, Ein Chotzen Elim Ken Makirin, Ein Meman Elim Ken Makirin. Rava said that Beis Din is not allowed to perform a chalitza unless they know for sure that this woman who the chalitza is being done with is, and this guy are actually brother-in-law and sister-in-law. Meaning, let's say two people come into court and they say, yeah, that's my deceased husband's brother, and he says, yeah, that's my brother's wife, and let's do a chalitza. Beis Din is not allowed to perform the chalitza unless they know with positive identification that these are the two people. Why are they not allowed to do that? Because let's say they do a chalitza and it wasn't really the brother. The woman's going to go into another Beis Din and say, look, I got a chalitza, I can go and get remarried. But she never got the chalitza from the right guy. She got the chalitza from the guy, you know, from some random stranger who she paid off to get the chalitza from. L'fichach kosvin get chalitza v'get miyun, afal pishein makirin. Therefore, we can write a get chalitza get miyun, even though we don't recognize. So apparently, mishum t'choshen l'beizin towin, lo, apparently we're not choshesh for beizin towin. So answers Gemara, beizin basa beizdina lo daiki. I'm sorry, it sounds like we are choshesh for beizin towin. So answers Gemara, beizin basa beizdina lo laiki. Beizin is not gonna go be medaik after another Beizin's act, but Beizin Basar Edim Daiki. But Beizin will go and do their research after Edim. So if it just came from Edim, then we are choshesh. Then we're not going to be choshesh that Beizin is going to make a mistake, because we assume they'll check into the Edim. But after an act of Beizin, we assume Beizin will make a mistake because they're not going to check into it at all.